This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk about what's going to go on this weekend in the National Football League with our man Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, and, of course, the CBS NFL analyst. B-Mac, good to have you back on. I want to start with our Falcons, man, because Mike and I have been saying this is a big spot for us. Broncos 5-5. They had special teams issues last week. We had special teams issues last week. And our offense has been sputtering somewhat, right? You talk about what the Saints were able to do. Tell me what you're thinking about this one, man, and how you feel heading into Sunday with the Falcons going on the road.
Man, this is a matchup, big matchup for both teams. To your point, when you look at the playoff picture, guys, especially in the AFC, if you're Denver, I mean, the last two ball games, you squandered away opportunities. Now, against Baltimore, it was a snowball effect. You couldn't get out of the way of the snowball coming downhill. You got blown out. But you saw a better game, better preparation for them against Kansas City. They outplayed the Chiefs. The Chiefs made one more play, made the most defining play, which was blocking that field goal attempt in a makeable field goal position. So for Denver, You've missed on opportunities to try to get back in the winning column, and now you're sitting at 5-5. And there are a lot of teams fighting for playoff spots in the AFC. Now, when you look at Atlanta, the good thing for Atlanta, guys, is that they still have a nice cushion within the division, right? That's a good spot. But now when you look at what happened last week, you know, I tell you guys all the time, when you lose to teams you're supposed to beat, it hurts a little more. The Saints had nothing going for them in a positive way. Remember, we talked about this last Friday. When you fire a coach, granted, you know you're going to see a better effort, but you have to be able to weather the storm against that said team and make the plays we were supposed to make. We didn't see that. So they have the luxury of having that gap of separation within the teams in the division, but you still want to keep your eyes in your rear view on the Buccaneers, because when the Buccaneers return off their bye, they'll be healthier, and they have a nice, easy stretch moving forward. So for Atlanta, this is a very intriguing matchup. You see what the odd makers in Vegas are thinking. They're telling us they think the Broncos will win this ballgame because they're the favorites. For Atlanta, make the plays you didn't make last week, play better defensively, protect the quarterback, and to your point, special teams live up to the billing, because the first month and a half of the season, the special teams was something that you were raving about for the Falcons. The last few weeks, we haven't been able to do the same.
I know we spent so much time this week, B, talking about Younghoe Koo because he's been so good for the last couple of years. And, you know, winning close games, now that's another thing we've got to worry about. Hopefully it doesn't come down to that. But the way they stop the run, and they're going to challenge us to run the football effectively. And, you know, Cousins, if we're honest, Cousins did not have a good first half. The offense didn't really play great for another game. We've not put four quarters together. You know, they say you are what you are by this point of the season. So are we just a team that is imperfect and our ceiling is maybe one home playoff game?
I'll say this, the Falcons, and you guys can agree or disagree, they're a good team. But the thing about good teams, they display two football character traits, right? They display good flashes, which is winnable football, and bad flashes, which is losing football. And that's what we're seeing from Atlanta. Last week was a bad flash. They lost. Now it's about getting back on track. That's what defines the Chiefs as an elite-like team. Because their two football character traits are great flashes, good flashes. In both cases, it's good enough to win. That's the thing. So for Atlanta, they're a good team. And when you're a good team, yes, you can get into the playoffs. But when you get into the playoffs, you have to be more consistent and straddling the fence of being more of a great team displaying great flashes, because there lies the opportunity for you to have a significant run. So I'm really intrigued to see how the Falcons bounce back against a really good team in the Denver Broncos. Because when you talk about what we did not see last week, you would think those things were emphasized, getting ready for the Broncos and knowing how important this game is for both teams. So to answer your question, they're a playoff caliber team. Can they make a deep run, I think that's to be determined. But the most important thing you want to do is give yourself an opportunity to be in the playoffs, because when that happens, anything can happen.
Let me ask you about playing your teammates. Justin Simmons, Mike and I had a chance to talk to him this week. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking with our man, Bryant McFadden. The $18 million salary for 2024 was too rich because they had to pay Russ all that money with the dead cap. So they decided to move on from him. I'm talking about the Broncos. And he was like, look, I'm looking forward to playing my teammates. And then Courtland Sullivan came out and said, hey, bro, you see me coming across the middle. Just remember, we're friends. B-Mac, what's that like when you are playing against guys that you are very familiar with and certainly you have friendships with?
Man, it's different because, you know, when you're playing against your former teammates, nine times out of ten, you haven't really had an opportunity of tackling them and playing against them in live action. And I know most guys, when they play against their former teammates, they say all the right things. Now it's just the next game. Now it's I'm a professional. This game doesn't mean more than any other game. That's a lie. That's a lie. It's almost like being in a relationship and you get dumped, because that's kind of what happened with Justin. The Broncos said, we don't see your value enough to keep you here, so we're going to allow you to test the waters elsewhere. So they basically dumped him. And whenever you see your ex, guess what? You want to make sure that you're looking your best. You want to make sure your new partner is looking better than your ex. And the best way to have that happen in football terms is to go out and have a great game as an individual, and most importantly, walk out of that stadium with what? The W. The W. So you better believe it's hard for me to not believe that he's not fired up about this game, more so than any other game, because this was a team that said, you know what, you're not good enough for us to keep you in uniform or find a way to make it work. So you know what, we're going to cut ties with you. And when someone cut ties with you or just fire you or dump you, it's never a good feeling. You always want that revenge factor. You always want to have that revenge factor.
It's our man, Bryant McFadden, guys. Catch his podcast, All Things Covered. Him and Patrick Peterson, It's Money, joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Last night, man, we saw the Eagles look pretty good. You know, I mean, there's always a possession where Jalen Hurts, you're wondering what the hell was they doing there. Then you see Saquon Barkley just crank it up. I mean, do you feel the Eagles are 100% back, and that's a team which can go make some noise and get back to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. They have the championship-like pedigree when you talk about so many key players being to the promised land, which is a Super Bowl. They have that. I'm really loving what I'm seeing from the defense. I know we can talk about Saquon Barkley and how elite he's been when you look at their offense, but what about the defense, guys? The young Bulldogs are now finally living up to the billing in where they were drafted for the Eagles organization. We saw Nolan Smith with a sack last night. N'Kobe Dean has been a pleasant surprise for their defense since taking over as the inside linebacker. You know about Carter. Jordan Davis is doing what he's been doing. They got a lot of young studs playing high-level football for their defense. If they can sustain that type of play, you know their offense is going to do what they've been called to do. So, yes, but the thing is, guys, the NFC is deep this season. The quantity and the quality is hard to overlook in the NFC. So for you, when you look at the NFC, guys, only seven teams get into the playoffs. The NFC North, they have three legit playoff caliber teams. The NFC West, they have at least three, in my opinion. So teams going to be fighting for spots between now until the end of the season. So if you're Philadelphia Eagles, you want to make sure you take care of your business and your division and continue to create separation, because one thing we know about playoffs, when you win your division, you automatically get a bid into the playoffs.
V-Mac is going to be a slobber knocker, as my coach used to say, Sunday in Pittsburgh. Ravens, Steelers. I think this could certainly be a preview to what may be down the road. But right now, you just feel like everything's coming together for the Steelers. And, you know, here come the Ravens that look unstoppable on offense. I don't know which way this goes, but I'll tell you this. I can't wait to see it at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Man, this is the type of ball game where it's played in the back alley. Like, we're going in the back alley. We're going to fight. And whoever can walk out, going to walk out of the alley. These two teams know each other fairly well. So it's not about trying to trick you or out-game playing you. It's about being the tougher team, being tough for longer. That's the thing. You got to play tough for longer in this type of matchup. And I'll say this. Lamar Jackson has been unbelievable. His entire offense has been great, right? But it's something about Lamar, when he plays against Pittsburgh, it's almost like Pittsburgh is the kryptonite for him. Mm. He is Superman, but when it comes to Pittsburgh, he struggles. 1-3 against the Pittsburgh Steelers, 4 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He's been sacked 20 times in 4 games against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's not winning football. And it's something about Lamar, when he plays against Pittsburgh, he struggles. Let's see, will those same trends surface in the game on Sunday? But to your point, man, I know we got Kansas City, I know we got Buffalo, 2 high-level quarterbacks, 2 respected organizations. But when you have a divisional battle, when the number one spot is at stake, that hits a little different. So let's see how it plays out. But you guys know what side I'm picking. There's only one side, right?
Right on.
There's only one side is the right side. You know what I mean? And I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers. In Russ, I trust. In GPS, I trust. Oh, by the way, GPS is George Pickens' score. I gave him a nickname. I hope he embraced it, by the way. Shouts out to George Pickens. But I'm loving everything that I'm seeing from the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I got to rock and roll with Steeler Nation.
Well, you mentioned it, Brian McFadden. You know, Lamar Jackson's got to exorcise those demons against the Steelers. Speaking of which, they get him in Buffalo. They had him in Buffalo last year, and they couldn't finish him off. How big is this for Josh Allen? You just referenced it. Kansas City, they've been kind of dancing through the raindrops, getting some breaks from the refs, but is Buffalo going to punch him in the mouth?
They can. Now, will they do it remains to be seen, because it's like the Kansas City Chiefs, man, forget having 9 lives. They got 12. And they've been using them. You know what I mean? They've been finding ways to win. But I can tell you this much. Josh Allen is not afraid of Kansas City. He's not afraid of Pat Mahomes. Remember last season when Buffalo was trying to find some positivity? They went to Kansas City. They came out with a 3-point win, 20-17. They won that ball game. But when you look at Buffalo, he's going to be shorthanded, Josh Allen. Dalton Kincaid probably is not going to play. Keon Coleman probably is not going to play. So now the others got to step up. Khalil Shakur, Dawson Knox, you know, hopefully Amari Cooper can go, Curtis Samuel, James Cook, because James Cook was the best receiver from them in last year's game. You know, he had around 5 receptions for over 80 yards and a touchdown. So other guys got to step up when you look at the pass-catching position for the Buffalo Bills. But if Buffalo is going to win this game, I'm going to give you a cool nugget right now. They got to outrush Kansas City. That has to happen. Secondly, you have to exploit the left side of that offensive line for Kansas City. And the reason why Buffalo has to exploit it, because every other team that has played against Kansas City, especially the Denver Broncos, they have won that battle putting pressure on Pat Mahomes from the left side. The left side has been vulnerable, it's been inconsistent, and they have put bad tape out for other teams to dissect. So if you're Buffalo, A.J. Epineza, Greg Russo, the two guys who lead the team in sacks, they got to show up big time to be able to make life miserable or a bit uncomfortable for money Pat Mahomes. But I said a lot just then, and I'm going to say something that's very, very minute. I said a lot just then in favor of the Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime Pat Mahomes is an underdog, I'm always taking Pat Mahomes.
Right.
12-1-1 ATS, 11-3 straight up as an underdog. When he is getting points, you take Pat Mahomes. Until I see otherwise, the trend is always your friend. I got to follow my friend.
He's the new Brady. You're right when it comes to that. B-Mac, great job, man. We appreciate you. Can't wait for these games this weekend, and we look forward to our conversation next week with you, man.